Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Hello, down.
Tell me don't.
Tell me all down the wind.
So good.
Allison 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday, you guys. I can't believe what a good Friday it is.
You heard it here first.
You did. How great of a Friday it is. You'll see. You know, you heard it here first. You'll see. You know, it's going to happen.
I can't believe I am such a good person.
Friday.
Well done.
Thanks for weighing in, Friday. Christmas right around the corner. Vinny, you were just saying, I think it's, is it 3 weeks from Sunday or something like that? I
mean, yeah, today is December 3rd, so it's right around the corner, 3 weeks-ish.
And if you're looking for a way to celebrate and to feel good about Christmas, get that glowing, warm Christmas feeling, Christmas in the Canal Toy Drive is on right now. The Multicultural Center of Marin is collecting unwrapped toys and gifts for children in the canal. And you can go to their website, multiculturalmarin.org, for more information or to make a donation. Would love it if you did that. A couple things happening over the weekend. Some holiday stuff, of course. Tonight on Apple TV Plus, Mariah's Christmas, The Magic Continues. That's the name of it. Mariah's Christmas, The Magic Continues. I'm sure it's going to be amazing. This is interesting to me. Colton Underwood was a bachelor, and he was he used to be a NFL guy. He was a pro football player.
Is this the guy that turned out to be gay?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
And he,
I don't know that I worded that well, but because he was probably gay the whole time.
He would, turns out that that's how it works. So he pretended to be straight or hadn't addressed that he was, you know, maybe even in his own head he wasn't there. Who knows? But he has since come out, and I think even one of the girls that he met on the show, he wound up like stalking her, like really some kind of not great behavior.
Very weird that he took something like that so seriously when it, you know, I hated Brussels sprouts as a kid. Hated them.
Is that so?
But I have developed a taste for them. But apparently, your sexuality is not Brussels sprouts.
It doesn't like work you, like that.
You know, I
you
don't
can't
think
learn
you,
to
I
love Brussels sprouts.
No, I don't think that's the way that works. Your sexuality often is predetermined.
It's kind
At
of
least
hardwired.
That's the way it's been explained to me.
Sure, I suppose some people really they can be fluid with it. But you know, for most of us, you are who you are. There he is. Nuzzling up to the girl that he later stalked and
trying to love Brussels sprouts.
He's trying to love them. He's just swearing up and down that his
pretty
love
good acting,
for Brussels sprouts is to the end of the earth.
Uh-huh.
So he's got a special tonight. It's a reality show, actually. So it sounds like it, and it's on Netflix. So if it is several episodes, they're all going to drop at once. It's called Coming Out Colton. Get it? Because he came out.
Hilarious.
Of course, there's a ton of football, so you know what games you want to watch. And
Niners.
Vinny, yeah, you. I know you mentioned the Niners. Sunday night, 8 o'clock on CBS, the National Christmas Tree Lighting, and there's a lot of performers for this. This is LL Cool J, Maren Morris, Juanes.
So they do the tree at the White House, and NBC does the tree in New York City. Is that
don't say that it's at the White House, but that sounds right, and it would happen around this time. Kristen, and I think, don't they do like the journey of the tree? Like they go select a tree somewhere to kill?
I've never watched it, but I think that's the deal, is CBS does the National at the White House, NBC does the Rockefeller Center, New York City tree, and that's...
Right.
And ABC says, we don't got one of those.
And they are saying the National Christmas Tree. So I guess, like, that's our Christmas tree that they murdered. They usually spend all kinds of money. They get, like, a huge old one. Mm. Patti LaBelle, Kristen Chenoweth. I don't know what Kristen Chenoweth is going to do. She's a singer and dancer, right? And fabulous little actress. So that is Sunday night, 8 o'clock, if you're looking for something for the kids. This is... I'm going to ask you a question, Vinny. Jack Reacher. It's a series of books.
Yes. I've read a ton of them.
So there are 26 books and two mm-hmm. movies of Jack Reacher.
Yeah.
And Tom Cruise played Jack Reacher in the movies. And it was a miscast. He's fine. He did fine.
Well, I mean...
But what
he
does
cast
Jack...
himself like yes. he went and found
he was like
the...
I want to play that role.
Yeah, he bought the and I and by the way, I don't know if you you're about to tell this, but the guy who writes the Jack Reacher stories, he said Tom Cruise is a hell of a nice guy, but he is not Jack Reacher by any stretch of the imagination. He's two heads too short and more like there's
here's the quote from the guy.
You do have it. Great.
It's not particularly about Tom.
Oh, okay.
Sort of. The series author is Lee Child.
Yes.
And he basically said of Amazon's reimagining of Jack Reacher, because we're talking about a series, a new Jack Reacher series, and the casting of the person who's playing this guy is significantly more in line with how he envisioned the character looking in his stories, perfectly conveying the levels of stillness, menace, and goodwill that the Reacher that you know from the books should have. Here's a quote from Lee. When I picture Jack Reacher, let's say you're in a bar or restaurant, the door opens, he steps in, the temperature of the room drops by a degree because people think, what the hell is this? Even if there's not an immediate threat, there's an impact. That's what I wanted. This guy stepped on the screen and had this stillness and blend of menace and goodwill that is always confusing about Reacher. If he's going to be your friend, you're very lucky. If he's not going to be your friend, you're very unlucky. All of that had to be transmitted through stance, mood, look. And this is the guy who they have chosen to play Jack Reacher. And listen, I've only read a couple of the Jack Reacher books, and this is the guy. His name is, let me find his exact name. And why isn't it the first thing I see here?
Okay,
the
so guys, let me...
His last name is... go ahead. What were we going to say?
Well, while you look for it, I can tell you that I just saw the commercial for this yesterday or the day before, like for the first time. And I watched... So the show's called Reacher. I didn't know it was on Amazon, but that's because I was busy trying to sort out this guy. So he's an unknown to me anyway. I
saw who
he is... And
Smallville, don't know. Smallville and Titans he's been on. So,
okay,
which I've watched neither of those as well. He is also, I did not recognize his face. His name is Alan Richson. Okay. R-I-T-C-H-S-O-N. So I want to just play you just a little chunk of this trailer. And we'll put the whole thing up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. And if you read books the way we do and you've read some Jack Reacher, this is the guy. Here we go.
Don't break the law. And promise me you won't end up in another holding cell.
No.
Looking for payback?
Payback, justice, vengeance.
Oh, look at him picking ass.
For the whole game.
He's so big. He's huge.
You're going to kill a whole lot of people, aren't you?
Already started.
You're about to get your ass kicked.
No, I'm just going to break the hands of three drunk kids.
There's four of us.
One of you's got to drive to the hospital.
That's pretty good, right?
He's great. That was good. So that's absolutely a big part of the Reacher stories is the description of his. And there was backlash, huge backlash
there
to
was,
Tom Cruise.
Because is a great actor. He's done tons of action stuff, but he isn't Jack Reacher.
And while you had a quote that you just read of Lee Child that sounds more current, there are past quotes of him talking about Tom Cruise and saying he's a very nice man. The project was fine, but Jack Reacher's a different person than that. Like I think he had to take the money. Like
yes.
He probably felt like I have to take this money.
I'll just
but he wasn't thrilled with the casting.
So 6'3", 250 pounds. That's the guy who's going to be playing Jack Reacher. And I am not. There it is. February 4th, Amazon Prime. So something to look forward to in 2022. There's a lot to look forward to in 2022. First of all, it won't be 2020 or 2021.
Nice.
It's going to be a great year. I just know it. I can feel it. People are ready for a great year, and we are going to insist upon having one, and it will happen.
Good.
2022. It's the year. All those twos in it. How could it be anything other? Seth Rogen is in the news today. He is, I guess, a big Adele fan. And he was in the front row of Adele's recent So he was in the front row.
That's what he used his considerable power, you know, Hollywood power for, to get front row seats to Adele.
Well, as it turns out, he was surprised to be in the front seat. And actually, we have some quotes from him. This is him talking about being on, because he wound up in the special, because there he is in the front row, so people right. would see him. So he went on The Tonight Show, and he explained how this all went down.
Oh, here you go.
So we go up to the desk and they give us our tickets, and our seat numbers literally are 1A and 1B. And I'm like, oh,
it
no.
It doesn't get bigger. Like,
that sounds close.
Yeah, it sounds real close.
And if Adele, you're watching this, why did you do that? And there was, because the whole time I'm like, there's so many more famous people than me here who should be sitting where I'm sitting. And I could just like feel them be insulted that I had such a good seat. Like, I was in front of Drake. Like, there's no world where I should be in front of Drake. What? How is that possible? Like, I was six rows in front of, like, Ellen DeGeneres and Kris Jenner. Like, I truly have no, I have no idea why they did that. It was truly wild. And for me, it was hard for me to look cool, because I'm uncomfortable. I'm too close. I feel like Leonardo DiCaprio behind me, thinking like, did Seth Rogen write Rolling in the Deep? Is that why he's so close?
He also revealed that they were invited to the show, and they said, well, sure, we'll go to the show. Right. He and his wife, and they're like, we're going to go to a rock concert. This is going to be great. Let's smoke a bunch of weed. So they got super stoned. And then they go in and sit down basically in front of everyone and right up against Adele. And he was like, it was just such a comical situation to find themselves. I'm sure he can cope with, he doesn't wig out about being stoned.
I'm sure.
I'd lose my mind. I'd be like, I can't possibly be here.
That's
I've got
the part
to go
that
now.
you were just setting up. I was thinking to myself, I think he's a regular smoker. He probably wasn't freaking out like
right.
you did it.
Like
Muse.
I would. Right. Oh,
get me out of here. I gotta go.
I have to leave. This is amazing.
Was that Muse
that
you had two hits and it sent you off the deep end?
Well, I was perfect, Vinny. I was perfect. I was just where I should be as the sun went down and Muse was about to come. I was all excited for Muse. Couldn't I was just set. Just the perfect buzz, all set. And then my friend Village.
Village.
You'll say, you want to hit this?
Hey, Village.
Before we watch Muse, it's going to be great. Probably take a little, have a little of this.
Take the edge off.
Which I didn't even have an edge. I was so perfectly smooth, perfectly golden, brown, tanned, gleaming. I was perfect. And then I took a hit off of it. And I was like, oh, that wasn't bad. Then I take another hit. And then I stand there and I'm waiting for Muse to start. And as they start, I went, oh, no. Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no.
Oh no.
So I stood there with my eyes closed for five songs. And then I was like, John, I have to leave.
No, it's Hooman that drives you out of there.
No, I know, but we could have stayed. We could have, we had options.
That's true.
But I think that because I knew that we could get a ride with Hooman, and then I'm losing my mind and I wanted to leave, that I was like,
we're wigging out though.
I was. I lost my ass. So I would not be able to handle it the way Seth Rogen could. Surprise. We could have had it. Oh my God, what's happening? Is she singing to me? I don't want to have it all with you, Adele. Oh no, Doc, we gotta go. Get me out of here.
Imagine all the cameras on you too.
Oh, I know. Oh my God, I'd be
You'd
losing
freaking
it.
Out, yeah.
I'd be losing it.
So, I just heard that she's going to do a Vegas stand.
Yeah.
So that she was someone who had said, I don't plan to ever perform again. And then she comes out with this record, and it's so she's clearly trying to find another way to be able to do shows,
yep.
perform for her audience, and not tour.
She has picked a venue. It's the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. It's called Weekends with Adele. So she just has to go to Las Vegas every weekend, and they start Friday, January 21st. I think the actual pre-sale begins this coming Tuesday. They're doing like Ticketmaster verified fan pre-sales, So if you're already, there's like a regular pre-sale starts this coming Tuesday, but if you're a registered fan, a verified fan, you can actually get these earlier. And it runs through April 16th. There will be a lot of shows. They're saying they expect the demand for tickets to be overwhelming. Surprise.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
Did you see how much she's reported to make?
Oh, I didn't. It
says $1 million per night for each show.
Good for her.
That's so great. Uh-huh.
You know what?
That's
huge. I do like Adele. I don't know that I would go to a show unless it walked up and, you know,
bit you
and gave me a ride there. But her audience, like, it's from 6-year-olds to 70-year-olds. It's really
everyone.
She seems to cross over in
so
a big way.
So many, and it's weird too. It's just find me someone who doesn't think Adele's great. Yeah, I love her. Adele, does he? She has a ton of power, obviously, right, in the music business. She actually got Spotify to change things about their streaming service because she was pissed that when she asked Spotify to play her album, it didn't play it in the right order. The default setting on Spotify
is shuffle.
Used to be shuffle. So when you would ask for an album to play, it would shuffle. It would play you all the songs, but it would play them shuffled. And she said, this was the only request I had in our ever-changing industry. We don't create albums with so much care and thought into our track listing for no reason. Our art tells a story. A story. And our story should be listened to as we intended. Thank you, Spotify, for listening. And Spotify said, anything for you, Adele. I'm not kidding. That's the actual quote. They said, anything for you, Adele. Adele.
No
if
surprise.
You prefer your album to be shuffled, you can still manually set it for that.
Yeah, I think that's right. She's right.
Yes.
And these artists, I've never been in a room with an artist that actually made a record, but I've read many times. They do put the songs in a specific order.
Right.
They do work on the art that ends up with that album. And, you know, some of that's lost on us now, but they still do it. It's
yes.
still part of the job of making a record.
Right. I think that a recorded album is a work of art, like any other work of art. And it's the artist presents it to you in the way that they've decided it should be presented. Who the hell does Spotify think they are shuffling that? So you could have, I did not realize that there was an option or not. I don't listen to Spotify that much. That's not the service I use. But I would have been annoyed if I'd put on one of my favorite albums on that and heard it in the wrong order. Because as you know, Vin, growing up listening to albums, not only did the artists present it in a certain way, but you always heard it in a certain order and you knew what the next song was and you could start the, you know, that's
Look,
how it is.
Not every album strikes me that way, but Rush Moving Pictures has an order, and it needs to go in that order.
Well, in 2112, and I was even thinking Pink Floyd albums. Pink Floyd
Another one,
albums,
right. It has to go the way they've made it, right.
Or it's going to be totally chopped up, because sometimes there's a musical interlude that the end of that song and the beginning of the next song is lost in somewhere. So it has to go in that order.
Right.
Come on, Spotify.
So that's
Why
an easy fix. I'm glad that she or someone stepped up and said,
right.
please, you know, just
it had to be Adele. Someone
setting.
Someone with that kind of, they had to listen to her. Anything?
I'm sure the kids of today, Gen Z, is like, what are you guys talking about?
Shut up,
well,
Gen Z.
Look, Gen Z, because you guys know that, well, I don't know if you know this about me or care, but I won't even buy a single. I will not, or, you know, now I have whatever
Why would you
that
buy
I have.
Anything?
That, right. I won't even let that be in my collection. That's a mess. I'm not getting singles. So I get the whole record and that's the way, but my kids' collection, there are no whole albums. It's all singles.
I like that song. I like that song.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I don't. So, yes, you're right. Young kids today don't think about an entire album. They would never. And I'll give them this. How many times did you buy an album for a song, got it home, and went, this thing's a pile of crap other than the one song?
And you'd be so. Because it wasn't like you got to listen to it first.
Right. No.
Remember when it was a big deal when there were listening stations? And you could go into a record store like Virgin Records. You'd go in, you'd put headphones on, gross headphones that every other person had put on, and you could listen to
30 seconds
of a track. Mm-hmm. I don't even think you could hear the whole track.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so you could like pre-sample and then decide if you were buying the thing or not. Man, music used to just be so much more precious. Now it is true. You had to save your allowance. You had to mow lawns. You had to rake leaves. You had to clean the kitchen. You had to earn an allowance. And then your mom had to drive you to the record store and give you the time to pick the thing you wanted. Man,
wait for the DJ to play it so you can record it. So you could record it
and hope they didn't talk all over the intro.
Well, and this goes back to our youth, but I absolutely am still a bitch about that stuff. Like, your record collection represents you as a person. If someone walks up to your collection and takes a look and finds a Mac Davis record, well, there goes your rep. I mean, forget it. You suck.
Baby, don't get hooked on me.
So you have to, your record collection is supposed to represent your tastes and who you are as a person. Now, there's all kinds of crap in my kid's collection. She doesn't care.
It's just a place where she dumps the music that she listened to. Right. You know what I think where that is manifesting is in these playlists that people collect and create. Because my son said that what he does is when he likes an artist or a friend of his or whatever, he'll go to their playlists or their, I don't know, curated mixtape style things.
Yeah, it's a
playlist. Oh, and see what they're they've built.
That's your thing where you don't want to have Mac Davis rear his ugly head.
Got it. Okay.
You know, you're sort of curating, here's what I'm listening to now. Here's, you know, let's see if we have anything in common. So
yeah, I mean, even if I snuck a listen to one of my dad's ELO records, awesome, I'd probably move that back down to his collection because I don't want, you know, my other seventh grade friends to see that when they're supposed to see Black Flag and Dead Kennedys and Fear.
Your dad was an ELO fan. That's great.
Yeah, there were he had a few good albums and a lot of crap. Like he had Jethro Tull.
Oh, nice.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
He had ELO.
Yeah.
He had, you know who I like, Jim Croce, but he had that. I couldn't have let that be in my collection, though. Come on.
Is Jim Croce Bad Bad Leroy Brown?
That is exactly who Jim Croce is.
Love that song.
And Operator.
Oh, yeah.
You know that one.
And is
one,
he
right?
The one, don't mess around with Jim. You don't step on Superman's cape.
I think so, yeah.
You don't spit into the wind.
Uh huh.
You don't pull.
You know Jim Croce better than I do.
Range, and you don't mess around with Jim. Yeah, my parents had those too. My mom also had like the Olivia Newton-John records, which were so good. I used to put those on constantly. Anyway, I have completely.
Oh, he's playing it.
Oh. Damn, bull shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home, they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of. You got to jump a little bit ahead to the chorus there. Everybody say, you don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. So good.
That's
so
good. Just a good shuffle. Just,
yeah.
You know.
Yes. And cute. A little sing-along. Good. That Jim Croce?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have known that, but it popped in my head when you said.
I'm just kidding. It's Mac Davis.
That's because Mac Davis is so cool. All right, Vinny, what's going up in the news?
I don't mean to insult Mac Davis. My point was that your record collection, never mind. Who cares? I love Mac Davis, right? Everyone.
No, you don't.
Anyway, who you'll be tipping over the holidays. I love these etiquette stories because I always need help with that and more after.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.